week that I wanted to share with you a devoted hesker of Rabbi Rinzal, the concept of Kesher Torah. Rabbi Rinzal relates it to a Rambam in the end of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah in the Rambam. Perek Gimel Hamokha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says as follows: Afupi Shemitzvah Milmo Liyomu Bolaima Ein Odom Momed Rov Chochmoso Elo Bolaima Mefikot Misha Rotzo Niskos the Keser HaTorah Yizoher B'chol Eimoso. The person who wants to be Zoyke to the Keser of Torah, even though the mitzvah of learning Torah is Yom V'Laimo, the Rambam says, but the Iker mitzvah of the Iker HaTzmocha in learning Ein Odom Momed Rov Chochmoso Elo B'Laimo Nafikot Misha Rotzo Niskos the Keser HaTorah Yizoher b'chol neimosov should be very careful of every night. V'mo yoivad afimu echod neimam. He shouldn't lose even one night b'sheino, with sleeping, with eating, with drinking, with sicha, shmuasing, ukiyotze bohem. Elo b'talmud Torah v'divrei chokhmah. That a person should be zoher not to lose even one night from limud Torah, with eating and drinking, sleeping, shmuasing, and so on, if he wants to be zoichet to the keser of Torah. What is the concept of keser Torah that we find various places in Chazal? The shtamesh v'soga cholov, the Mishnah says in Avot. Soga is the targum for keser. Shekisrecha dogon v'kisrom is a brisa in the sixth parak of Avos. What is this concept of Keser Torah? And what is the Rambam coming to tell us? The Indian of Bitul Torah? So why does he use such an example? If a person is not learning because he was doing a mitzvah, so he also loses one night from his Nimu Torah. He says Keser Torah represents the covet of Torah in the world, the covet of Torah in Olam Hazeh. The Mishnah says in Avos, Ein Covet Elma Torah, that the only emistic covet that we have in Olam Hazeh, not the imaginary covet for which people are makabe others, money and covet and prestige and etc., but the only covet, Ein Covet Elma Torah, the Chazal tells us. That covet of Torah is represented by the Keser Torah. The Keser Torah, he points out, relates to the covet of Torah in Olam Haba, that a man is zoicha to. The Keser of Torah, the covet of Torah, that a man is privileged to attain in Olam Hazeh, he will also be zoicha to special hasogas and rukhiyas in Olam Haba. So it represents the covet, the emistic covet amiti, sai in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. A person's hasogah in Torah, his siyata dishmaya to attain the emes of Torah, all depends upon the quality of the keser that he is zoyka to have placed on his head. The Mema, he says, that if a person can spend a night wasting away his time without any limud Torah, and that's why he says the Rambam doesn't say he had to take off the time with a mitzvah shi'ef shamaso zayideh teri. The Rambam uses example to illustrate a person who's wasting away his evening with sleeping and eating and drinking and shmuasing. When a person does that, it indicates that there's a devout, there's a chesaron in his all of Torah. If there's a chesaron in his all of Torah, it affects the whole quality of the Torah that he achieves when he is learning Torah. A person should learn Torah with an ol, as we have been mentioning the past few weeks. A person whose ol of Torah is mati, a person who's nisrashel, who's negligent in his Kabbalah's ol of Torah, it affects all of the Torah that he studies. The quality of his Torah learning is completely different than the person who studies Torah with an ol of learning. Because it expresses his whole relationship to Torah, his whole attitude towards learning. The man who can waste one night a year from learning Torah, his attitude towards Torah, reflected by his negligence in that evening of learning when the Olam of Torah wasn't important to him, makes his learning of Torah a completely different quality than the man who didn't lose one night the whole year in his learning of Torah. So when he sits and learns Torah, the evenings he does learn and the days he does learn, then it's a completely different Limud Torah. A person who will lose one night a week from learning Torah, his Torah is completely different than the person who will lose three nights a week from learning Torah. And certainly different from the person who doesn't lose one night a week from learning Torah. That the Torah that we learn is learned with a completely different oath. He gives a devout marshal. He says, picture to yourself a royal crown studded with precious jewels, worth a fortune of money. And all of a sudden, you see on the crown, there's a patch. A piece broke off and somebody took some chewing gum and patched it up with the chewing gum, or took a piece of scotch tape and made some type of a snappy patch on the crown. So Rav Aaron says already the whole crown takes on a different sur. The whole crown loses its value, even though there's so many beautiful stones and jewels in the crown. But if here you see a crack, and here you see a splinter, and here you see a schmutzedicke patch, then the whole crown, the whole surah of Keser Torah is different. And that's determined by the degree of all that we're makabel of Torah, the devoutic shot in the Rambam. Because this is hard to understand. What's the Rambam trying to tell us here? That a person should be makabel's man from learning Torah. There's many other ways to express it. But he's pointing out dafke adugma, since the Iker Limud Torah, he says, is done at night. The main, if a person loses one night, that already is a uptaich, that he defines himself and his relationship to the Olam Torah. The Meila, he says, his whole Limud Torah is different. His Yaita Dishmai is different. The Kovet HaTorah that he's Zoicha to in Olam HaZen, Olam HaBo, is completely different. Every day that he learns, he may put another beautiful jewel, a shining jewel in the Keser of Torah, that he's Zoicha to wear upon his head. Every day we may picture as another beautiful jewel. But if he loses starim and he loses evenings from Limud Torah, so then he puts a patch on the ground. And immediately the value depreciates enormously. There's a pasuk in the Tokakon and the Devarim that always puzzled me. We read of such terrible onshin, and when the pasuk gives us a reason, the pasuk says, "Tachas, asher lo avadato es Hashem Elokecha v'simcha, v'tuv levav meirov kol." The reason that you're getting all these onshin is because you weren't obey Hashem v'simcha, v'tuv levav meirov kol. To serve Hashem the Simcha is an avodah gedoyah, the lashon that the Rambam uses in the Mishnah Torah. The Rabbeinu Bechai says in Kara Kemah that the Simcha with which a person is supposed to do a mitzvah is in a certain sense the schar for that simcha is greater than the schar for the mitzvah itself. Simcha and avodas Hashem is a gewaltig madreigen, very important. But that notwithstanding, it always appeared to me hard to understand. What's the pshat? That if we weren't oyver Hashem the simcha, so for that we should get the terrible punishments of the tochacha. And the Ramban said that the tochacha in Kisavo relates to the korban by Hashem. What? How do we understand that? How do we understand that? Until I noticed an Orach Chaim HaKadosh, a gewaltig Orach Chaim HaKadosh, that made the question so clear, mamish crystal clear. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says that this pasuk speaks not just sound, that they weren't Obey Hashem the simple. The pasuk speaks about Klal Yisrael in a time when they were poreg all the mitzvahs asay. Remember we mentioned last week the Rabbeinu Yoinan, that even with people that are Yerei Shamayim, for whom he wrote his Shari Tshuva, he was not writing the Shari Tshuva for Rishoyim, but for people who weren't from, he wrote the Shari Tshuva for Yerei Shamayim, for Shoyim Torah mitzvahs. He said that even from people take lightly and not seriously at all when they're mevatel a mitzvah say, unlike when they do kuma say. And he brought different rayas, and we mentioned the strongest raya from Shas we find is Bitul Torah. Bitul Torah is b'shevi al kaseh, and yet we say that Eberster will even be mevatel more easily on gilui roya shlichus donim and avoydazor, which are all b'kum v'yaseh v'yohareg v'yoyavor, than he will for Bitul Torah. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says that's what this pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is speaking about Bnei Yisrael who are pouring all from mitzvahs aseh. It's a pre-pass bowl. And he brings a raya from the following pasuk. Ata korachta ol ha-mitzvahs me'olecha, yitain ol yelecha, ol barzon al-tzavarecha. The onshin eilu, henu kubonim k'neged pritas ol mitzvase. Ata shemoro atziso lidroa mohovi no mahasi, that you didn't want to take the time to appreciate the mitzvahs I say, you didn't want the whole of the mitzvahs I say, so I'm going to put a time to the whole of Gomez, the whole of the Roman Empire. And that's what it says in the next passage. Until I saw the Rechaim of Kodosh, I thought I never made the connection. It says in the passage as follows, Tachas, Asher Moa Barato, Hashem Elokecha, the Simcha, the Tut Meivah, Meirov Kol. So we should learn the tachas goes on all the kromos that are mentioned before. But he says it relates to the next pasuk as well. Because of this, the avarikol es oyevecho, asher yishapeno Hashem bo, v'rov, v'tzomo, v'eron, v'choyser kol, v'nosan ol barzel atzavarecho, who didn't want to accept the ol of mitzvahs. So therefore I'll put upon you the ol of your enemies, the ol of the teufelfolk, in the ol of gomes. So it's an interesting that we see from this Orach Chaim HaKadosh that the king of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael during the time of the Bayis Sheni was similar to what we spoke about a couple weeks ago in the time of the Bayis Rishon. That just as we brought the Rai to Gomorrah and Sanhedrin Sadi Damad on the base, that the Aseret HaShvatim went into Gomez because they were pouring the home of Torah, the Gemara says Meforesh. And just as I referred to a Medrash Tankuma, which I didn't quote in detail, a Medrash Echor Rabba, that mentions that the Churban of the Bayis Rishon occurred because of the Prikas Olm of Torah, we find an amazing similarity in this Orach Chaim HaKadosh. That the Churban Bayis Sheni is prophesied as will occur if Klal Yisrael will be torah from themselves the olmos mitzvahs aseh. The prikas ol, which caused the churban bayis rishon, it'll be that prikas ol that will bring about the churban bayis sheni as well. It's fascinating. To notice that this is exactly what happened in the time of Hanukkah. In the tour, in Tofrei Chayim, where he begins to speak the first simon of Hilchos Hanukkah, that the tour brings down a box that discusses the famous question as to why Purim was nikva. For mishta, for eating and for drinking, and why Hanukkah is for halal and rohodos. So the Bach brings down the kasha, and he says as follows. We're all familiar with the Torah generally, but the Siddur Lashon inside of the Bach is extremely informative. And he says like this. Nirin the Bukurim, Iker Hazero Hoyaso, Mafishanenu Nisudoso. Al Kain Nizar Alehem Maharo to Mahabe as Gufon. There are four similarities. Since the Iker Avera was because they were Nene the Easter from the Sud of Achashvera, so they sinned the Ofon Gashmi, therefore the Onish was that they should be destroyed physically in this Mahashmi to Maharo, Maharo to Mahabe as a Gufon. These bodies that were nene from the Suda of Achashverus should be destroyed physically. Kishu tshuva, what was their tshuva? Inu nafshosa, with the 3-day fast that was proclaimed in the time of Esther. So that the tshuva, a major chelek of the tshuva was an inui of the goof. Because the chet was mahana the goof. Kamosha kosuk Esther, meyek kenosas koha Yehudi, al kovlu vi al pishtu shemoshes yomi. Therefore, kovlu namishta vi yomto, nisper iker hanes. But that's why we have the Indian of Sudas Purim. Abu the Hanatir, Iker Hagzeva Hoyasor, Alsidish Rashu Biabodah, the Tabalpit of Marshon from the back. What was the Aveira? What was the Iker Aveira? The Iker Aveira was a Disrashus in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Not that they were Mavato, the Karbonis, but they related to the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash with a metaphysical attitude. Here they did it, here they did it, here they did it on time, here they weren't so around the time, here they were medacted in the mitzvahs attendant to the Korban, here they were not. That's what he's rations. How came? What is a Hazero Mavato Mehen Avodah? So therefore, what was the Gzero? That they came and they were Matami to Beis HaMikdash to the Bani. And they took away from Klal Yisrael the privilege of being the Avodah. The Beis HaMikdash fell into the Goyish and Yom. So Gozer Aleihem Mabato Hatom. They did, they weren't medacted. They were pouring oil from the Korbanos, but the Akers took away from them the privilege of bringing the Korban from them. Kishachosu v'chuvim, nimsor nachshom amo Avodah, Hoshiyom Hashem Ayidei Kohani Hodei HaAvodah of the Beis Hashem. The tshuva was the devoted and the serious nefesh to regain the privilege of the avoidance. And therefore the Eberster effected the miracle through the Kohani. Nafiko Mokovu Emo Ahana Mohodo Shihi Avodah Shukumei. So it's an amazing thing that the Bach tells us that exactly what is prophesied in Kisovo happened also in the time of Hanukkah, not just in the time of the Purim by Hashemi by the Romans. But by Yohan also, we had that same problem. That there too there was a beetle, there was a prikas ol. There was a prikas ol in the Avodah. Because of that prikas ol in the Avodah,
that the Beis HaMikdash fell into Goyish hands. Because of our tshuva and our Mesiris Nefesh, that we were zoyched to have the Beis HaMikdash back in our possession another 130-140 years or so. And later on, at the time of the Korban Bayis Sheni, so again there was the Feta Prikas Ol. And this time there was no tshuva, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. According to our Chaim HaKadosh, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Down also in this siman of Resh Ayin, the fact that the Suda on Hanukkah is a Dover Rishus. There are more mentions that Yesh Ovin that it is a mitzvah maharbos sat to Suda on Hanukkah also. The Taz mentions, brings down as a riot to this Yesh Ovin, that the Marshal mentions also the Shem HaRambam, that there is a characteristic of Simcha and Hanukkah as well. And he mentions the Rambam and Peri Gimel, Hamachas Gimel, Adulkas Hanukkah. But the Rambam said that the days of Hanukkah are also Chavua, meaning they were Yemei Simcha Vahalel. I saw once the Yecheskel Sarna relates to this Rambam, and he mentions interestingly, he said the Rambam is not speaking about a simcha that should be observed as suya. But the Rambam mentioned that the Yemei Hanukkah, the Chnau, are Yemei Simcha. L'choira, because it was a time of the Chanukah HaMizbeach. Not that it's the same gather of a tfiyas of simcha as we have by Purim. But their Yemei Simcha is overflowing, not with the mitzvah of a suya. We see from the pasuk in the Gorim that the key to being nisgaber on the Yetzer Hara of his rashus in avoda and prikas ol is simcha, because that's what the pasuk says. Tachas Ashavoa Baraka is Hashem Alapecha, the Simcha, the 2 million-year-old cross. When a person is Makaya mitzvahs before Simcha, there's nothing that's too hard for him. If a person is forced to do mitzvah, if he doesn't feel a tremendous Simcha in doing the mitzvah, then any little thing can deter him from his Mesiris Nefesh, from his conscientiousness in doing the Avodah. If a person is the simcha, then nothing will stop him from doing what he has to do, if he does it with a simcha. Why am I speaking about this topic tonight? Not to be Matayim's Rizim Magdimim Mitzvah. These are our Hanukkah times. So in 20, we have 8 days. I've often felt, I feel that way almost every year on Purim. I feel a little bit jipped, so to speak. I said, Hanukkah, we have 8 days. In order to work through the Musr and the Hashkofet and the Limud of the Yom Tov. Epes Purim we have this 1 day, in Yerushalayim we have unofficially 2 days. But somehow Hanukkah we have 8 days, we'll have plenty of time, Be'ezer Hashem, to talk about Hanukkah. By the Rabbeim we have a Masit in the Yeshiva, there'll be plenty of time to talk about Hanukkah. Why am I speaking about Hanukkah tonight? Because it's extremely important for one who is conscientious and genuine and honest with himself and his avodas Hashem not to permit a yontif which commemorates a terrible chet of Klal Yisrael and the tshuva for that chet, his rashus and avoda and the serious nefesh to restore avoda and Klal Yisrael, that we should be careful that the yontif itself should not be a cause of his rashus in avoda in prikas ol. That's something that I can never make peace with. I can't make peace with that. There's a din of Admotus Neiros Chanukah. We have to be in the time of the mitzvah. You can't sit and learn. It's also to learn when it comes to Zman Tamayta Chanukah. We have to stop learning, close the Gemara, and go right to Chanukah. But that doesn't mean to say you're supposed to prepare for 3 hours before on the expense of the Seder before Chanukah, and we're supposed to disappear until the next morning of chaplains because we have to go and light the Hanukkah. That's not part of the key mitzvah. That's a pre-fast goal. So in the yeshiva particularly, it's important that before the Hanukkah lift and after the Hanukkah lift, there should be an oilam in the yeshiva just like we see here tonight. In the evening, there should be an oilam in the yeshiva like we see here tonight. What is Hanukkah to a Ben Goyer, to a Bala boss? If all Hanukkah is Maktiv, and Sukkaniyot, and playing with dreidels, I have no kindness to them. But to a Ben Goyer, who appreciates that Hanukkah is a day of Avodas Hashem, so Chas v'Shalom, Hanukkah should be a cause for Bitul Torah? It's a spirit in Leil Bay, that we miss the whole point of the Yantar. The whole point of the Yantar is missed. So that's why I want to speak tonight about this topic, because we're just saying the next Shmuas won't be till the middle of Hanukkah, and I don't want to lose the Erev Shabbos, and the Shabbos, and the Sunday, and the Monday. I wanted to share these thoughts with you now. This Friday, Be'ezer Hashem, at 11 o'clock, all the stores in town are open, and everyone should go and prepare all their materials for Hanukkah. Not to start running around earlier in the week, and not to start taking off time Sunday morning or Erev Shabbos in the morning or Thursday afternoon, but Erev Shabbos, everything should be prepared. They are storing during the week when we finish eating lunch. That's when the menorah should be prepared to begin in the afternoon. That way you can continue learning in the Beis Medrash till 4:15. Till 4:30, till the end of the Chazorah Seder, in Yerushalayim, the minhag is to light the candles at Shkiyah, which is approximately 20 minutes to 5. Those who want to wait till Tzeis Kochavim, as they may have been knowing in Kutz Moritz, so you light the menorah at 5 o'clock. And when a person finishes lighting the menorah, he comes back to the Beis Medrash like a big boy, not like a little kid who leaves the Beis Medrash and he forgets the address. He gets lost. He can't find his way there because it's not a kindergarten. It's Hanukkah. That's what we're going to light the candles for. To represent Tshuva for Pritas all from Torah. So what greater way is there to show Tshuva for Pritas all from Mitzvahs Aseh than to be Machazeh to all of me in Torah? But that's why I wanted to speak about the topic this evening. So that we start Hanukkah from the first day, which is Shabbos. That we start Hanukkah with an appreciation that this is a Yom Tov, and fortuitously, and maybe not fortuitously, it comes in the middle of a winter's night, exactly when we need a chizuk in Pritas Olam, in Kabbalah's Olam Torah. Exactly when we need such a chizuk. To give us a tremendous injection to carry us through for the next 3 months of this month. But that's how the Yom Tov should be appreciated. There's not a person here, there's not a Ben Yeshiva any place who doesn't have the Valtic cause to dance and sing with joy in the symphony. That Baruch Hashem, the Eberstein, has blessed us to be able to sit and learn Torah for this period of your life without any problems, without any old. There's no financial old. There's no involvement with families. No responsibility. It's like just plucked away from your families like you put into Gan Eden. So is there a greater tefillah for a person to serve the Eberstur Besimcha, the Tuv Lev Meirov Kol, than a Ben Yeshiva who's sitting and learning Torah in Yeshiva? Is there anyone who should learn with a greater simcha, who should be motivated to be mechazen himself in Kabbalah's old Torah more than a Ben Yeshiva? the personal mind, there's nothing else on this mind. How much more great, what more chesed to be able to do a person in Olam Hazeh than to free him completely from any other shibud and obligation or responsibility? He's able to sit and be his gabbai with the shina day and night, as much as his physical corpus permits him. So all we have to do is appreciate the chesed that the Eichrish has bestowed upon us in this period of our life. And then we'll know how to serve him. And we will in our way do our choosing for the chet that brought upon the Golas of Yidnu Vayomar. And the Ezer Hashem through a Kabbalah's old Torah will be zoichen to be able to achieve a devoted madrega of the Keser Torah. We'll be zoichen to have a Keser Torah placed upon our heads that won't be filled with cracks and it won't be patched up, but a Keser Torah that will be attached to the Keser Torah Shomayim.